It's July 30th, 2010. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. With the stellar success of the Apple iPad tablet, which has sold more than 3 million devices, everyone expected the Amazon Kindle e-reader to be toast. Not exactly. Instead, Amazon cut the price of the basic Kindle down to $189 in response to the rival Nook at $199. And Amazon announced new models that will be smaller, have better screen resolution, and cost even less. One low-end Wi-Fi Kindle will cost just $139. Plus, Amazon announced some eye-popping numbers related to the Kindle and ebooks. Amazon customers spent more than $1 billion via mobile devices in the past 12 months. Amazon is now selling 180 ebooks for every 100 hardcover books. And the number of Kindles sold tripled since the price cut in June. The price war among e-readers is actually working in Amazon's favor in a strange way, getting more Kindles in the hands of newbies who are then buying more ebooks from Amazon. And Amazon is even profiting from the iPad with a Kindle app to make sales on the Apple device. The sell everywhere strategy for Amazon is paying off in a big way. CNET's Caroline McCarthy says that everyone thought Kindle would be kindling by now, but that hasn't been the case. She wrote that Amazon has freed the Kindle brand from the Kindle device, making the purchase of its ebooks more flexible and more open-ended. Kindle titles are also generally a few dollars cheaper than those in Apple's iBook store, and the selection is broader to begin with. End quote. I talked with book publishing veteran and MediaShift contributor Dan Brodnitz. He told me that Amazon was making a wise move not competing against Apple in the tablet realm, instead sticking to doing one thing great.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, right? It's not too shocking. You know, if Apple puts out a device that's an e-reader and a whole lot more, and has, you know, enormous success with it and gets, I think, even higher numbers out there than people were expecting, the sort of the natural response for anybody competing with it is to say, well, we may not do all those things, but we do this one thing really well, and we do this one thing for a lot less. And so if you don't want those other things, you should still consider our alternative.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what's the future of the Amazon Kindle? Our last poll question was, what do you think about content farms? 39% said they have major quality control problems. 18% said they are evil. 13% said they answer basic questions via search. And 12% said they're a great way to make extra money. Plus, one person said that they should pay $25 per article with a limit of 5 stories per week. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation, for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.